The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, you know, there's so much to say because there's so much to cover. And 99.9% of what's out there right now is it's not working out for you, America. It really isn't. And so in saying that, when I do live feeds, I just say, Lord, what is it that you want me to what do you want me to hit on today? What is it that you want to share with the people? How do you want to feed the flock? And all of a sudden, I'll just start to go through the day, and little things will drop on me, and I'll start writing things down. You got to be led of the Spirit, and when you are, you write them down. And once you write them down, you just kind of say, okay, this is how I'm going to take it, line upon line, precept upon precept, because this is what the people need today. That's how I operate on the show on a daily basis. So without further ado, I wanted to let you know, without shame, this is what you would call a whore's forehead. I want to go back to the hippie of hippies before we get into what we're going to be talking about today. And then we're going to get to excuse makers. But the hippie of hippies is none other than Willie Nelson. And you might all know that country star, fallen star, of course, the demoralizers of the faith, Merle Haggard just recently died. And there came out on the live feed a video with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. And what they did is they did a duo. Okay, they sang a song together. And the name of this song is It's All Going to Pot. And I thought to myself, boy, what a gift to give unto your posterity. Because we know that your fathers didn't give you that, Willie and Merle. We know that they didn't leave that for you, but it's funny. I mean, folks, throughout the whole video, Willie Nelson, the hippie of hippies, he preceded the hippie movement, in Merle Haggard, are singing a song called It's All Going to Pot. Now, here's the catcher. It was so funny. I mean, I just couldn't help myself. I was so excited to share with all my pot smoking buddies out there. Throughout the whole video, again, the name of the song is called It's All Going to Pot. In other words, there's nothing we can do about it. Our country's going to hell, they said, of course, because they have forsaken God wickedly, Psalm 119. But interestingly enough, they're both smoking a joint together throughout the whole video, singing to the next up-and-coming generations. You know, it's all going to pot, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's all going to hell, these demoralizers of the faith. And they did it with a smile on their face. You know what's also interesting to know, friends, is if you look at videos from, because I always want to go back and see how it started, but when you go back to the hippie of hippies, Willie Nelson, the pothead himself, I mean, you want to talk a big L here, friends, a loser, majorly, you have to ask, the question, how did it all start, Willie? Well, when you look at Willie, you know, back in the 50s and the 60s, he had a nice slick back haircut because, of course, everybody was trying to be Elvis back then. And by the way, Elvis knew that he was to be a preacher, side note. But aside of that, going back to Willie, the hippie of hippies, the predecessor of hippies, it's interesting to note that he was all dressed up, nice suit on, nice tie, and a nice hairdo. And you have to keep in mind, friends, that in the 40s and the 50s, on the airwaves throughout the United States of America was none other than Christian music. You do know that, right? I just wanted to make sure everybody was tracking with me. Okay? So during that time, he played the part. He had to rise to the level of expectation. Why? Because people wouldn't accept what Willie Nelson is today, back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. So he had to play the part. But see, when the civilization and the culture goes, guess what else goes? Everything else goes with it. It's interesting because it was none other than Socrates who had said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people." Of course. But my point was, when Willie started out, he wasn't this hippie of hippies smoking joints, laughing off the fact that his country's going to hell, while him and his burnt buddy Merle Haggard, who's now dead and in hell, are smoking a joint, singing a song called "It's All Going to Pot," and there ain't nothing we can do about it. Isn't that cool? I just wanted to share that with you. Because really, friends, what you need to understand is these people, these musicians, are the real legislators, for those that didn't know. Going over to none other than Keith Richards. Let's talk about him really quick. Keith Richards, we all know he's a guitar player for the Rolling Stones. Did you know that Keith Richards said, "Oh, we lost a friend in Merle"? Did you know who Keith Richards was besides the guitar player of the Rolling Stones? I mean, folks, he's so old, it literally looks like a skeleton with his skin falling off him. The guy's done so much drugs in his life and throughout his life. Did you know that Keith Richards, did you know that he snorted, he mixed ashes of his cremated father together with some cocaine, and he really did snort his father's ashes? I mean, in America, you people call them rock stars. I don't know how that is. They're fallen stars in every sense of the word. Demoralizers of the faith. Those that are used and appointed to legislate new unlaw and lawlessness. And it's interesting because when you look at Scripture, Luke 4:6 said, Jesus said, "If you just bow down to me, I'll give you all of this." And that's exactly what these people have done. Now, you can't blame them for being a bunch of losers because somebody's got to be buying their music. Right? Yeah. Sorry about old Merle. I just wanted to share that with you so you can understand why wisdom is justified by our children, because we can see who's been raising up the last 5 and 6 decades of young people, these burnt hippies. And the American people have been supporting these burnt hippies. And, you know, I mean, we look at Bruce Springsteen just recently, you know, he's going to protest against North Carolina because of the bathroom bill. You know, he wanted to stand on the side of them poor victims, you know, those transgender pedophiles that are violating kids. And we can't leave out Bryan Adams neither, because Bryan Adams is right there along with Bruce Springsteen saying, "Hey, listen, if you're going to oppose what it is the victim homosexuals and the transgenders and lesbians and the pedophiles want concerning their bathrooms, we're just going to protest you." America, when are you going to stand up and finally learn your lesson? When are you going to turn the radio off and open up the Word of God and understand what the problem is in this country? Again, friends, remember, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. There you have it. We're going to talk about excuse makers right after this. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, I'm going to finish off the first segment here real quick. Just to clarify, Chad Severance is the known pedophile in North Carolina leading up the transgender neutral bathroom bill. He is a sex offender. You can find him online. You'll find that he has many aliases. He keeps changing his name, and he doesn't want people to catch up to him. So I wanted to point that out as to what Bruce Springsteen and his brother from another mother, brother from another mother, not another man, Bryan Adams, you know, as they are gathering themselves together against those that are ruled by law. I mean, these folks, people, they believe that liberty is the right to do whatever you want for some reason. They don't understand that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And guess what the law doesn't permit in the United States of America? The very things that they're attempting to advocate. I mean, again, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty, and they think we're a democracy, so why wouldn't they act in such a fashion? But keep in mind, you also have to understand that the truth is not in them. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. And I also want to tell you, I wouldn't expect anything else from these fallen stars that the American people have been supporting. I mean, I wouldn't expect that anything different would come from the children of the devil than what they're coming forth with right now. John 8:37 says, "My word hath no place in you." And folks, we know that that's for certain concerning these jokers. And again, America, keep in mind the joke is on you for tolerating the crimes of these immoral individuals. And do keep in mind that the government is behind all of this, friends. You do need to understand that. Because the more immoral the American people become, the more control you give corrupt government to wield over your lives. And by you accepting it shows them that they have the power to do it. And so, therefore, we don't want to be found guilty in that lot in any sense of the word. I'm going to take Tim from Wyoming. You got Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Now, sure.
I've only been listening to the show today for just a few minutes because I got tired of listening to what I was listening to before, and you're so much more refreshing. But you said just a few moments ago about how, when is it that the American people will wake up? And you actually mentioned to me before, you said you should have your own show, and I'm working on that myself, so that's part of what I'm doing. But, seriously, I am, because, I found that just talking to, from person to person to person, okay, well, I find 99% of the people, or 96%, 95%, 90+% of the people here in Wyoming are awake. They actually understand things, but they won't stand up and say it. And that's mm-hmm. the thing that I'm trying to get people to do, is stand up and say it. I mean, I wear, if you want to call it inflammatory statements on shirts, they're not exactly, but I mean, freedom oriented, freedom related, godly statements on my shirt, on my clothing. And I try to get people to, engage in conversation with me about it. Some people actually literally see my shirt, turn and walk away. And so that's fine with me. I mean, I'd rather have them, maybe somebody else will wake them up. Maybe they'll never wake up. I don't know. But the thing is, I'm trying to say, I'm working on my own avenues of trying to get people to pull their heads out of the sand and wake up and smell the coffee. I've got the fresh grind straight from the farm, so I'm trying to get it to them so they can smell that right now. That's the way I'm working.
What's coming to my aid right now is when you were just talking, I was just thinking about all the train-filled Jewish individuals and gypsies and dissidents that didn't agree with Adolf Hitler back in the 30s that were being carted down in cattle cars to camps where they're at length extinguished. They were murdered. And all the way to the very end of their lives, do you know that even when they were walking into the gas chambers, my friend, they were actually saying that they need us. They need us. They need us. They kept justifying or attempting to justify their every inaction all the way to their very deaths. And it's going to come to a point in this country, don't doubt me on this one, it's going to come to the point where they're going to wish they had the time to say the things that they should have said when they had the time to do it, but it's going to be too late. That is the history of ignorant people right there.
Right. Well, there's the other thing that goes hand in hand with that. Now, it was a statement I can't remember if he was a Christian or what he was. He was some sort of a minister in Germany. And he made
Martin Niemöller.
Right, you know the one I'm talking about. He said, I said nothing, I said nothing, I said nothing. They came for me, no one could say anything.
Yep.
And so now, I mean, when patriots, Christians, constitutionalists, and returning veterans are considered enemies by this foreign-run government that we have today, these are the literal domestic enemies of the Constitution. And the 10th Amendment the 10th Amendment, the Oath Keepers, the people who, they don't stand up for just the 10th Amendment, the entire Constitution. The people who stand up for the entire Constitution, I've actually mentioned this on a few other shows about how I think that people should say something, be out front. And then I've actually been shut down by some of those people on those shows that are supposedly liberty oriented, where they say, oh, we shouldn't, we don't want to stand up for the wrong thing. We don't want to do that. And I'm not saying to them directly, but I'm saying it now. I was saying by making a statement to them that they should say what is wrong now, whether they want to stand up or, stand up in a giant group or stand up individually. It just should be, there's something wrong, you see it, or you don't see it. And I'm showing you there's the sign, don't run over the edge of the cliff, but you want to ignore the sign and run over the edge of the cliff, okay, be a lemming. I don't want to be a lemming.
You just confirm and affirm the things that I've been talking about and blasting off over the radio airways for the last 15 years. The conservatives, whatever that means today, though it does have meaning, but the spirit of the conservative, which is derived and extracted from the Christ, is not in the people in this country any longer. You will find that it is the conservatives and the professed Christians in America today that are the ones that are responsible for painting the American people into a corner, and the American people people still think that they have time. Their backs are up against the wall. They think there's more road to go ahead and kick the can down the road. There isn't. They think that the frog, in the analogy of the frog being boiled, that he's still right. boiling. Nope, he's dead. They still think yeah. there's more time. And that's the problem right there. That is the right. problem. Thank you. Go ahead, Tim. I'll give you the last word.
No, I was just going to say the one last thing. You said the frog analogy. I used that a little while ago with a friend of mine. I said about the frog. I said, well, I think that, you know, it's possible that the frog's not dead yet, just possibly too lethargic to realize he is being cooked to death. I mean,
oh, yeah.
maybe, you know, if you're in a hot tub and you're sitting there and, okay, the water's a little too hot, you don't realize it's a little too hot, but it was hot when you got in, but then your body adjusted to the temperature. Okay, it's 107, 110 degrees, whatever.
Yeah.
It's too hot. It's going to kill
yeah.
you.
Okay. Yeah, he's overcooked. Anyway, thank you, Tim. I appreciate you, man. When you get your stuff together, you give us a call, okay? Appreciate your phone call. Amen. Okay. Folks, again, that's exactly right. The frog has been overcooked, and if he's overcooked, that means he's dead, right? Yeah, well, you know what? You can only warn the people. You can't do anything more. All you can do is warn them, wake them up. If they don't listen, move on so you can warn others. And that's exactly what Ezekiel 33 tells us to do. One of the things that Tim was just talking about from Wyoming is Martin Niemöller, when he said in Germany they first came for the communist. I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and of course I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't Jewish. And then they came for me, and there was no one else left to speak out. Exactly my point. Hey, folks, that is history. That's not a scare tactic. That is history. One more point Tim made, just highlighting in my thoughts during his statements. Albert Einstein said that the strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Friends, you're upholding. That's the definition of a patriot, is tough to uphold and magnify what? The laws of the enumerated laws, the enumerated laws of the Constitutional Republic in which we have been given by a whole lot of folks that sacrificed themselves to give it unto us, John 15:13. But again, he finishes this. Only if every single citizen feels duty-bound to do his share in this defense are the constitutional rights that God has bestowed upon you, I add, secure. Again, Albert Einstein, one more time. The strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Only if every single citizen feels duty-bound to do a share in this defense are the constitutional rights secure. Common sense, friends, is really what comes into play here. Common sense. And what we need to do is come together. Well, that's good 90%. I would even say 95 to 98% of this country are wide awake, and they're all standing back like a bunch of, they're all sitting back like a bunch of spectators watching a criminal administration confront and assault and destroy the country that's 240 years old, again, through much sacrifice, and they're doing it at will.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, yes, the Bible is the answer for every given dilemma in the world. Just wanted to let you know. You can search the world over, think you can find the answers, but what you're going to find is you're always going to come back to the Word of God and say, you know what? That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Precepts means that which God has bestowed upon you. Okay? So that means we have a responsibility, and if we leave off those precepts in which God entrusted us with, then we're going to get in trouble. And that's exactly what I think that we were talking about with Tim just a couple moments ago. And of course it is. Let's go over to Mark 10:45. Last week we were spending time on the character of God and a false love and the myth that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, God loves you, but it's through a demonstration. And then the wonderful life consisted of the 11 of 12 apostles I highlighted as to how they were martyred, each and every one of them. And then I went over to Paul's wonderful life. And then on Saturday, I had actually brought you to Scripture all the way through and through. And I gave you the analogy and the parables concerning the Scripture as to what true love is. Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, I'm telling you what, he went through it. And he said, basically, follow me as I follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And he said, if you don't, you'll find in Philippians 3 that you're an enemy of the cross. Because remember, Jesus said in Matthew 7, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So let's get to the excuse makers really quick. I want you to understand again, folks, here's the answers you're looking for. In Mark 10, verse 17, it says, and when he was gone forth, this being Jesus, there came one running and kneeled down to him and asked him, good master, he said, this rich young ruler said to Jesus, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, and that is God. And the first thing Jesus said to him was, you know the commandments. See, he was a preacher of the circumcision, a preacher of the law. Read Romans 15. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, which is the seventh commandment. Do not kill, that's the sixth. Do not steal, that's the eighth. Do not bear false witness, don't lie, that's the ninth. And defraud not. Honor your father and your mother, that's the fifth. And he answered and said unto him, attempting to justify himself in the sight of God, and I'm telling you what, this world is filled with those people. He said, Master, all of these things I observed from my youth. I do these things, Jesus. I mean, I'm heaven bound, man. It's on. And then Jesus, beholding him, looking upon him, loved him. Amen. And said unto him, one thing you lack. He didn't overlook the one thing that was holding him back from the Christ. He went right to it. And he said, this one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatsoever you have, give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. Now keep in mind, I'm talking about the rich young ruler. And Jesus said again, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross and follow me. And he was sad at this saying, and he went away grieved. Well, he was sad at this saying, friends, and he went away grieved because he had great possessions. In other words, his heart was attached to his possessions before it was to the Christ. That's a violation of number 2, Exodus 20. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? America, regardless of how bad you might think you have it, you are the richest nation upon the face of the earth. And poor in this country is rich in other countries. He said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Didn't you hear about the man that was walking by a large estate with one of his friends? And his friend said to him, he said, I wonder how much this estate cost the owner. And in his spiritual wisdom, he said back to him, his soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Hey, friends, lose the world, gain the soul. And then Jesus went on in verse 25. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Then Jesus looked unto them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Jesus wanted to know, because he said, as he began to say unto Jesus, lo, we have left all, and we followed you. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with, ready for this? Have you heard this in the American church? With persecutions in this world to come, eternal life. And then he said, many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And it's interesting what Jesus began to teach them right after that. He said, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man must be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, Jesus said, of himself, and scourge him, he said, of himself, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. But again, here's carnal understanding with spiritual in parallel. Look at how they contradict one another. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, the sons of thunder, saying, Master, we would that thou shalt do for what us that which we ask of you, and that which we desire. King James. And he said unto them, what would that I should do unto you? He said unto them, grant us that we may sit on the right hand and on the other, on the left, in thy glory. And Jesus said unto him, you know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm to be baptized with? By the way, friends, record does show they did drink of the same cup. Both of them were martyred. I mean, so you see within themselves, they had the desire to do that all that God has bestowed upon them. They took heed to fulfill the ministry that God has bestowed upon them. Read the book of Colossians. They worked out their own salvation with fear and trembling. They didn't try to pin their sleeve to their pastors or their priests to do it for them. No, Scripture doesn't tell us anything of the priest or the pastor doing it for them. They were taught to take responsibility and to work out their own salvation, to press into the kingdom of God, because they understood Matthew 11:12 when it says the violent take it by force. You know, this is what it comes down to, friends, really. We're talking about the excuse makers. Who was the gospel laid out for in the first place? Well, when you look at, going back to, again, Martin Luther, the great reformer, he said God can create nothing out of, he said God can create nothing out of you until that man becomes nothing. Let me say that again. God can create nothing out of you until you become nothing. And he said, certain is it that the man must completely despair of himself in order to be fit to receive the grace of Christ. And again, how much does this contradict the modern gospel today in this country? Hey, friends, the gospel applies to, as I shared with you on Saturday, to those that are humble of spirit. Isaiah 57:15 says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit, a broken spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Contrite for once. For what? For their humbleness, their meekness. They were troubled for their sins before a just and a holy God. And Isaiah 66:2 tells us the same thing. "But to this man will I look, even to him that is a poor, those that were destitute of the righteousness of Christ and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." Well, Bradley, come on, that was Isaiah. Let's go over to David. 34:18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Well, Psalm 51, remember when David was busted by Nathan, when Nathan went into the room and pointed his finger after he gave him a parable? And David sat up on his high horse and said, "You know, death to that man." And Nathan looked at him and said, "You're the man." Remember, David stole Uriah's wife, one of his three mighty men. He stole his wife, he impregnated her, and then he had Uriah killed. And he wanted to judge someone else for what he was guilty of. Nathan, the prophet of God, was sent by the Spirit of God to set the record straight. Because again, Nathan pointed his finger at his face and said, "You're the man." Read Psalm 51. That is the fruit thereof. That is the prayer after Nathan pointed his finger at his face. And what was it? "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord God, thou wilt not despise." Thou wilt not despise. And if you go to James 4, we got to go to the New Testament, because we know that there's people out there that are so ignorant to believe that the Old Testament is separate from the New Testament. The Old Testament is the character of God. And interestingly enough, when you read the book of Matthew, what's the first thing it says in chronological order, friends? Huh? It talks about everybody from the Old Testament, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. You know, if you're led to believe to just read the New Testament and you're reading Matthew, you're going to get lost. Hey, folks, it's no fun watching a two-part movie if you only watch part two. Reading the Old Testament, you can understand the character of God, and then you can see him in the incarnate through Jesus Christ. But it tells us again, friends, who is the gospel for? James 4:6-10. "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. The law condemns, the gospel justifies to them that believe. Those that are saved, grace says, live and do this. The law says to those that are under the works of the law, do this and live. Completely backwards. "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Remember, Jesus in the book of 1 John was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Not to pat the devil on the back and say, "Hey, everything's okay. How's it going, Lucifer?" No. Hey, folks, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. "Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." But who are these people that they are the excuse makers? I'll get to that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you.
Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I want to counter this really quick because we're talking about the excuse makers, and I'm setting it up for this last segment here. Isn't it interesting that we hear and we've heard over the last 60 years in this country from the same individuals that, you know, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Well, that's true. That still applies to us today. There's no question about it. But do you realize that these promises were given to the children of Israel after judgment? After the book of Lamentations was written? See, this is the problem. The American people, they're taught, again, by those from the pulpit that are not keeping things into context. They're picking and choosing. They're pulling them out of context. They're trying to appease the people. They're trying to say, peace, peace, friends, when there is no peace. And keep in mind, it was the false prophets that were making war against God because their message was peace, peace, when there was no peace. And keep in mind again, friends, that the message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's still the message today for the church in America. And he also said in Jeremiah 12 and 13, he said, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will listen to you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Not part of your heart. And what is at work by the Holy Ghost? When it's a work of the Holy Ghost, what takes place? Godly repentance. A born-again experience. You're born of an undefiled seed. Going over to the book of Peter in thought as well. But what does it do? When you go to 2 Corinthians 7:10, it tells us, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of. And keep in mind, Jesus came in the world to deliver his people from their sin, Matthew 1:21, not to remain in their sin. For godly sorrow worketh repentance till salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, the selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort, because you have violated God's moral law. What carefulness it wrought in you. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. What clearing of yourselves that he might not offend the heaven's majesty on high. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Yeah, what fear. What is the fear of the Lord? Fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. Yeah, that's Proverbs 8. And read Proverbs 6 when you get a moment. What vehement desire. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. Revenge upon what? All sin that nailed our Christ to the cross. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. But we're talking about those that are trying to come in some other way, John 10. They come as thieves and robbers. If they don't come through the door, Jesus said, they come in as thieves and robbers. They want to come in the way that they want to come in, rather than the way the Holy Ghost works them to come into the Holy of Holies by a new and living way through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, after godly repentance and sanctification, unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter, right? That's what Scripture tells us. Now, let's go to all those do-gooders. You know, those that love to make excuses. You know, those that are out there doing their thing. You know, they're working and they're providing for their family. And they have a little Jesus because they sow every once in a while to the kingdom of God. So therefore, they're heaven-bound. But yet they live their own selfish lives. And yet they do the opposite of what Christ commands, and then they have the audacity to actually throw themselves into the lot of those that are real Christians, which is offensive to real Christians. Matthew 8:19 says, and a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow you whithersoever you go. Now keep in mind, that's a doctor of the law. Right? He's a religious dude. He said, I'll follow you whithersoever thou goest. Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not nowhere to lay his head. You mean I don't get to stay in a really super nice hotel? I might have to stay in my vehicle or I might have to stay in a tent before I preach the next day? Yep, remember that? Yep, I remember when we started out doing high school assemblies, folks. We had about 18 cars following each other going to the next high school with everything in our cars. Some of the crew members even slept out in their cars in the dead winter just to be a part of what we were going to do the next day because we couldn't afford rooms. Yeah, I remember that. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not nowhere to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, allow me to go bury my father first, and then I'll follow you. And Jesus said unto him in Matthew 8:19-22, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. Oh, that's cold hearted. I can't even believe he said that. That's just way, way too much. No, because you don't understand. As it says in Luke 14:16-27, see, you want to do it your ways when that counters your lifestyle. You know, he even had his disciples come up to him and say, hey, listen, your mother and your brother, they desire to speak to you. And Jesus turned and looked at his disciples and he said, who are my mothers and who are my brothers? Those that hear the word of God and do it. Not when those that, when they get time to get around to the things of the kingdom of God to be about the work of his hands, then they do it in part, only to justify themselves. Nope, you're not a part of the lot. You know, remember Jesus said, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. You have no idea what that plow is like. You want to hide behind the one that's plowing and you want to try to justify yourself and lay the burden all the more on those that are doing the stuff, as we call it in the ministry. And you're a hypocrite and you're the worst of men. And your lot is H-E double hockey sticks and you deserve it. Because instead of doing your part, you've laid that on someone else to do your part when in fact you're called to do it and you do it not. And listen, friends, many are called but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that respond to the call. Luke 14 tells us, 16-27, a certain man had a supper, this is the Lord, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. I'm talking about the excuse makers. You know, I like to still watch this. You know, I like to still do a little of that. You know, Bradley, I'm not as committed as you are, but I'm still heaven bound because after all, my pastor told me that. Really? My Bible tells me if you seek him with your whole heart, you will find him. He didn't say just a little bit of it. And that's why so many people are angry at God today, because they come to God and when they don't get what they want from God, they turn on God. But they still take the name on that they're Christian just because they want a little fire insurance, right? I can't, folks, I got to tell you something. I can't stand people like you. If you're one of them, I can't stand people like you. You're a part of the problem every given step of the way. You are he who rejects the counsel of God against yourself. And I want to tell you, you're an abomination in the sight of God because you leave off what you know you're supposed to do. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. You lay your burden on somebody else because you're too excuse-bound and hell-bound to help out. He said, man, listen, you know, you're all bidding for the supper, but they all began with one consent to make excuses. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground and I needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. My field is more important than your call. I know, Jesus, you said not to say that there's yet 4 months, but pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. That's today. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. I know your word says unto me, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Remember when the Lord said, to whom shall I send? He was looking for those that would respond to the call. And though they were few and far, remember in the book of Jeremiah when that nation was under judgment, the Lord said, if I can find one man that will execute truth, justice, to establish righteousness, if I can find one man, I'll show mercy. He couldn't find the one man. Couldn't find the one man. I bet you there are some people in Sodom and Gomorrah that thought they were heaven bound too, huh? Remember, he couldn't find 10. Couldn't find 30, couldn't find 20, couldn't find 10. Nope. Judgment fell. Remember, when they were all called to the supper, they all began with one consent to make excuses. One said, I bought a piece of ground. I got to go. That's more important to me. My heart is attached to that before you, Lord. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. And I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring them hither to the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the Lord said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is still more room. And you know what's interesting? The Lord's response to those that know to do the will of God and do it not, to your own damnation. The Lord said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. But say unto them that refuse to obey my voice, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.